On paper, the men of the group Young Fathers would seem an unlikely trio. They're hip-hop, sort of. They're Scottish, sort of. They're not actually fathers. Take my humanity and up like a mannequin, thinking like a charlatan. What's easy now is challenging. So take my humanity and up like a mannequin, thinking like a charlatan. What's easy now is challenging. On their new album, Dead, the three showcase the unconventional mix that drives their music, which is dense, multi-layered, and heavily influenced by their family backgrounds. Aloysius Massakoi is originally from Liberia. Kias Benkole, his parents, are from Nigeria. And producer Graham Hastings, he hails from North Edinburgh, where the three of them met as teenagers back in the early 2000s on a hip-hop club dance floor.
When I first met these guys, it was in a place where it was like something I'd never ever experienced anything like that growing up. And I mean, I used to spend hours on my own, like dancing in my room, you know, just dancing to music and singing and stuff, and no one would know. So when I met these guys, it was on a dance floor, and you walked in, it's too loud to talk, so there's no point trying to, you know, say hello to everybody. They were in a circle, and I just couldn't believe how people were dancing, and no one was like, you know, pointing and laughing at them.
Did you end up dancing with them?
I just joined in. I joined in like it was like nothing. I'm cool. Like I was just trying to be cool. But really, that was like one of the moments in my life that I'll always remember. It's just meeting the guys.
Can you remember what the song was? I mean, when I think back to the music at that time, the kind of hip hop that was
Sean
playing.
Paul, it's
probably Sean Paul.
Just give me the light and pass the joe. What's another buckle of mo? Yeah, let me know my sides and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Cause I'm in a
Sean Paul's give me the light.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was,
yeah.
That was
yeah.
Like,
that's the one.
They used to pull that up. They used to pull it like five
yeah,
times.
Very, at the time, kind of a pop moment for a dance hall, I think.
Yeah, this was the DJs that played there. They had that record, you know, probably about 6 months before I first saw the music video on MTV or whatever. So it was like, at that time, that song was just like, a song. You know, I never even knew what Sean Paul looked like. It was just a great song.
And so when you're putting together the music, it's so dense. Do you start with the beats and just kind of playing over that sound?
It's Aloysius speaking. Yeah. There's never a right or wrong way to go about it. You know, it could start with a beat banging away or, you know, with a synth or, you know, then you get maybe a grunt. A cry or, you know, a whisper or a word. There's never a, this is how we, you know, structure a song. Hollywood, baby, don't
sleep too long, you might miss your train. Buried in kind of the distortion and bass of a song like No Way are really pretty personal lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of the part where there's a line that says, got me feeling Presbyterian, but inside I'm still Liberian. Never find peace, the war is too pretty. Can you talk a little bit about kind of where those lyrics came from? Who did the singing there?
I wanted to put Presbyterian in a song.
And I wanted to put Liberian.
And you wanted to put
Liberian.
And for me, it's like the almost Scottish history. Or like, I mean, I talk about it with my father all the time. It's like how I grew up in a place where to express yourself is not kind of acceptable. And that's the kind of Presbyterian thing that's just kind
of... You feel sort of like it's very culturally conservative.
Yeah, that is the overhang from that. So I wanted to put it in a song. And then when I said the line, Aloysius just rhymed it with Liberian.
Liberian, you know, the war is too pretty, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then it just, you know, just moved on from there. And
I mean, the thing that the music sometimes makes me think of, for lack of a better word, is a hymn. And I didn't know if you could talk about that. Are there hymns that you loved, church hymns? And is there any kind of influence like that in the music?
Yeah, this is Keith speaking. My parents are very religious, so I used to hear my mom sing, like, Nigerian songs. Like, sing songs in Yoruba, but they were, like, church hymns. So they were never sweet. They always sound like... They sounded from the gut, and it was never, like, beautiful singing. It was just, like, like more of a chat. I don't know, it feels more passionate, to be honest. You close your eyes when I'm reaching your door. You know it's time to settle the storm. This is war, sea for.
I can imagine when you first started out, people were really surprised by the music. And now that it's getting more attention, do you feel excited? Do you feel like, oh, people are getting it, you know, what we do?
It's Aloysius. You know, I think a lot of what we're doing resonates to them. You know, it takes them back to a time where they thought, oh, that's the first time I experienced punk. That was the first time I experienced something like this. This is, you know, and I think that's a beautiful thing, you know, for our music to come across. And
to evoke that, like, feeling
of
discovery. Feeling.
Yeah, and that's it. That's the
like,
best way.
It's like keeping the door open and not letting it shut. That's why we have no loyalties to any genres or anything, because when you keep it open, it doesn't restrict people.
If there's a really cool act playing, the cool kids will go, and cool kids don't dance. Do you know what I mean?
They don't. Cool kids don't dance.
They don't. It's not cool. You know what I mean? Whereas when we had a show, the cool kids would come, the people over there are dancing. You see the cool kids start to dance, even though they feel uncomfortable. That's what I've never seen at a show before, where you've got vast different people, you know, coming together, and then it's making everybody act differently from how they normally would at a show.
It's making them be themselves, I think. Yeah. It's
and that's what you want. You want to pull it out. You want to pull it out of them.
Well, congratulations on the new album, and we appreciate you guys coming in. Young Fathers, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Come in, do the right thing.
Graham Hastings, Caius Bencoli, and Aloysius Massacoy are Young Fathers. Their new album, Dead, is out now. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.